Her eyes were glazed over like cinnamon buns, the kind that you could only get if you were first in line at Manny's Bakery at 6 in the morning, when all you wanted was a wink more of sleep. Dripping spices like the ones you could see in her irises, the fresh frosting was reminiscent of her milky whites, only because the water that snuck out from the corners of her eyes always washed away the red. Otherwise, her eyes were always streaked red, because she never slept longer than 3 minutes, or so he liked to say. He was always urging her to go to bed, caressing her every inch of revealed skin, fingers all at once winding into her hair, because he loved her and wanted every piece of her, though he never wished to force himself upon her. She often responded to these actions involuntarily, her mind and emotions having detached themselves long ago from her body, often causing her to react without thinking. That heated cinnamon spread from her tired eyes to her lips and even dripped down to her hips, where they met his with gritty resistance, as if there was a force wedged between them to keep them apart. All cinnamon, spice, with hardly a hint of sweetness left now. Sweetness was him. He was sugar to her spice, cooing loving sweet nothings in her ear that she both rolled in and flinched from. Too much love, too much adoration and sweetness. Or perhaps she was just too much spice and he failed to properly balance her out. Her eyes were glazed over like cinnamon buns. That remained true. But they were prepared all wrong. Twice as much spice, not enough sugar. And on the outside, she was just too hard. Yet he still hoped to consume her, body and mind and spirit and soul, because she had done just as much to him. Head over heels did not quite define it. He was enamored, captured, and utterly confused with her. All her spice threw off his senses. He couldn't taste her, not with his tongue that had only known sweetness. He couldn't feel her, because his hands had only ever been met with softness. And yet, he still wanted every inch of her mind, body, and soul, even when she kept up her distance and held him off. Her eyes were glazed over like cinnamon buns, but when he touched her, she burned him, fresh from the fiery oven from which she'd come. Too much spice, they said, because sweetness was unbecoming where she'd come from.